And that concludes Life with Rachel, the Every Girls podcast.
You know, you would be an amazing guest on my podcast.
Oh, you have a podcast too?
Oh, yes. It's called I Know, You Know, Vino, a podcast all about wine. Till next time.
This is from a comedy troupe called The Kids Table, something I found on YouTube that dates way back to 2014. Even then, they were poking fun at the explosive growth in podcasting in a bit called Everybody Has a Podcast. 7 years later, statistics tell us there are more than 2 million known podcasts in the world. Every major broadcaster in Canada has a division focused on podcasts. There are dozens of well-known podcast production houses, and hundreds of thousands of more podcasts come from independent home studios. Today's show is particularly for young, independent podcasters. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, media history, commentary, and analysis. Season 6, Episode 3. It's not easy to figure out how many people in Canada are actually employed in podcasting, involved in podcasting for an income. But I can find job listings for positions in podcasting. A quick search on LinkedIn as I'm preparing today's show shows me 165 jobs in podcasting in Canada. Podcast skills are in demand in all kinds of organizations. Podcasts can tell great stories about a product or service for any kind of organization. So I'm intrigued to receive a message from the folks at the Hot Docs Documentary Festival in Toronto, inviting young podcasters to apply for their Podcast Career Accelerator Program to be held during the next festival in spring of 2022. I'm connecting with Stephanie MacArthur, the Senior Industry Programs Manager at Hot Docs, to find out more. Career accelerator? That must mean the industry experts at the festival are seeing careers in podcasting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that podcasting is kind of this great new world that's really opened up in the last 5 or 6 years where, you know, there's this amazing content happening. There's audiences flocking to listen to podcasts, but in a lot of ways, it's an industry that's still figuring itself out. And I think that there is definitely potential for people to build long careers in podcasting, but it's really about, you know, understanding how the industry is working, playing a part in shaping what it's going to look like in the future. And for us, I think, you know, we do a lot of work in all of our projects with young creators, whether they're filmmakers or podcasters now. And really what we want to do is help arm people with the knowledge and the skills and the tools so that they can build sustainable careers in the fields that they want to work in. And I think sometimes that's understanding, you know, both the opportunities and the limitations that exist in that particular field.
You may recall from past episodes, I'm also a big fan of the PodCamp Festival organization in Toronto. Local podcasters from all levels come together. The Hot Docs initiative here also seems like a valuable experience.
So the Podcast Career Accelerator is really about giving people who want to work in the audio field the opportunity to, you know, learn a bit more about the professional side of it. They get free passes to attend the festival, which includes, you know, a 3-day creators forum in addition to the public live events that are always such a delight to attend. So it gives them that opportunity to hear about the business side, to understand a little bit more about that, to make some contacts and hopefully be able to network with other creators, to get to know who those different players are in terms of different platforms and partners that you can potentially work with. Although we focus primarily on documentary and what we do as an organization, we're certainly not limited to that, you know, in this podcast space that we're working in right now with the Career Accelerator, or with our opening act program either.
Well, the opening act program also is very interesting. Do I understand it correctly? That's where I might submit my podcast and have it exhibited at the festival and get feedback?
Yeah, so what we're looking for there is, you know, just as it sounds, it's an opening act. So much like you would go to a concert and there would be another act that would play before the main one, this would be your chance to have 2 minutes of your podcast play off the top of one of our big live events that's happening during the festival. So we're looking for 2 minutes The two best minutes, really, the excerpt from your existing podcast. We're looking specifically for Canadian podcasts that are currently in production. And we, you know, we're looking to have those 2 minutes that we can play off the top and hopefully introduce a whole new audience to your show.
Students often ask me about skills needed in podcasting, in addition to technical and creative production skills. And Stephanie MacArthur at Hot Docs is thinking about skills.
Storytelling is always at the core for any of these creative industries. And I think, you know, because podcasting has a lower threshold for entry than a lot of other creative fields, it means that there is a lot of content out there. And one of the most important things for a podcaster who's emerging to learn is, how do you craft story and how do you craft your podcast in a way that helps it stand out from the crowd? What are the things that, you know, that can make it different and make it and draw people in? I think a lot of times people, when they create something, they don't think about the audience at the other end and who they are and how they're going to reach them and maybe what gap exists for that audience that they can fill with their podcast. And so that's actually a big part of what we're going to be talking about this year.
Beyond podcasting, I'm curious about other areas the festival might be exploring. Maybe going into the worlds of multimedia storytelling and transmedia approaches?
We do some transmedia storytelling at our festival. It's called DocX. And so that is an opportunity if people have programs that are kind of in that, you know, whether it's VR or interactive space, to maybe have their work showcased there. I would say we're also, you know, we're getting much more deeply into the podcasting space. And in addition to the opportunities I'm talking about today, we also launched this past summer, we launched a podcast development lab. And so in our first iteration of that, we selected 5 projects that we're working with as they develop their ideas and really helping them make the best podcast that they can. And I think we'll be doing a lot more of that kind of work in the coming months as well. So that's something to kind of keep an eye out for if you're interested in something like that.
While Hot Docs is a documentary festival, MacArthur says entries for the Podcast Accelerator are not limited to documentary-style shows. The application deadline is December 1st. I'll post a link to the Hot Docs Podcast Career Accelerator in the information on my show site. If you're studying media production at Humber College or anywhere in the Toronto area, your professors likely have the information too. Podcasting is a growing field for sure. I'm happy to see it get recognition through events such as PodCamp, the Canadian Podcasting Awards, and Hot Docs. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.